Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A forced abortion speech case is now before the United States Supreme Court. The case will be argued tomorrow, and we'll have a decision by the end of June. One of our cases is actually pending this particular oral argument. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we represent Mountain Right to Life against the California Attorney General. There are four cases currently pending at the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to actually hold oral argument tomorrow on one of those four cases, the NIFLA case. They all have essentially the same facts. It's the same legal arguments. All four of these cases reached the Supreme Court about the same time and in order. That's how this other case became the one that's going to actually be argued. But the decision on that case that's going to be argued tomorrow, that will be rendered sometime between now and the end of June, will ultimately impact all four cases, Matt. And this particular situation is egregious because this is a California law that requires the crisis pregnancy centers to post a conspicuous notice at the entrance, in the lobby, on printed material, and online in 48-point font in up to 12 languages, referring people to options for abortion. And these are crisis pregnancy centers. That's completely contrary to their mission.
Yeah, just once again shows you how the pro-abort activist lobby is willing to, and that includes legislators and a governor in California who's a radical pro-abort, how they will place the United States Constitution on top of the abortion altar and light it on fire. That's what they've done here. They're burning the Constitution at the altar of abortion. This is forced advertising. They're saying we are going to compel you to advertise in favor of that which you are standing against. You are standing against the slaughter of unborn children. But you know what? We're going to make you advertise in favor of that. Can you imagine if a law, say, you know, out here in Colorado where I am, there's the mountains and hunting. Can you imagine a law in anti-gun, gun control organizations? And they said, by the way, you have to put up advertisements in favor and steering people toward the NRA. But with this issue of abortion, somehow the Constitution doesn't apply.
You know, but this is not only free speech. This is, you know, definitely the sanctity of human life. But they're not only requiring them to put these notices up, but they're going to fine them $500 for the first violation, $1,000 for each additional violation if they don't do that.
Yeah, and here's the actual notice, and I'll read it. Quote, this is the prescribed language that's required under California law. And it says this, California has public programs that provide immediate, free, or low-cost access to comprehensive family planning services, including all FDA-approved methods of contraception, prenatal care, and abortion for eligible women. To determine whether you qualify, contact the County Social Services Office at, and then you have to insert the telephone number of that particular county.
That's
the actual required notice. And get this, it has to be in 48-point font. In order for you to get the magnitude of what we're talking about, I encourage you, after this program, pull up your computer, type a sentence, and then go back and change that into 48-point font type.
It's like a poster.
It's huge.
Yeah.
One of those long two sentences in 48-point font, huge. But in some jurisdictions, depending upon the languages in that particular area, it has to be posted in 12 different languages. Literally, this would take up a huge section of your front door, of your lobby. It would take up, frankly, an entire wall of your lobby. It overwhelms your printed material. It would require pages and pages of a brochure just for these notices. And on your website, page after page after page would have to be dedicated to this large font notice in up to 12 languages.
You know, we really need to pray for this case tomorrow, and I just encourage everyone to pray, you know, because this is not only, like we said, free speech, but it's saving babies' lives. You know, this whole mandate they're trying to push on these pro-life pregnancy centers is totally against their religious beliefs and their mission. You know, I've volunteered at these pro-life centers before, and when a woman comes in and she's confused, she doesn't know what to do, she's pregnant, and she can actually see the baby, and they tell her, you know, your baby has 10 fingers and 10 toes. You know, that is encouraging her to save that baby's life versus slapping the walls with all these signs saying, here's where you can get a free abortion.
This is the size of the announcement,
yeah,
and the number of languages and the long sentences, it is sinister, and it screams at you off the wall, and it overpowers anything else. And that's one thing. It's an overpowering, screaming message that ultimately will prohibit some forms of communication. You just simply can't put this in a brochure. You simply can't create a brochure and put this in a brochure.
Your walls, literally, you better pull down all any art, anything else that you have, because this 48 font, this is a long paragraph. You're talking, as you point out, Matt, you're talking about huge, basically, posters, at least 12 of them in different languages, covering your walls, turning a crisis pregnancy center into a billboard, an advertisement for the taking of innocent human life, which is appalling. As you know, Matt, what's the legal argument here from a First Amendment standpoint?
The legal argument,
how can they possibly justify forcing speech?
Yeah, the legal argument, of course, is directly on the issue of the First Amendment, and that's what will be argued before the United States Supreme Court, whether this violates the First Amendment. Certainly the First Amendment protects an individual's right against a government who wants to restrict your speech to speak, but it also protects the right of an individual against the government from being forced to speak when you don't want to speak. And here you have that issue. You've got crisis pregnancy centers. Their reason for existence, what they get up and live for and work for every single day, is to save innocent human life, to provide a service that is no charge to the women and the families that access their facilities. They want to save lives. And now the state of California wants them to post this blaring, screaming, massive notice on ways in which they can alternatively kill the life that these crisis pregnancy centers want to save.
Right. So this case, it begins tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time, and there'll be some rallies, I believe, in front of the courthouse beforehand. So that's the time we need to join together to pray. And most of all, not only praying for the speech, but for the lives of these babies.
Yeah, the arguments will be from 10 to 11. It's 1 hour. Each side gets 30 minutes. Again, there's four cases hanging in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
All four of them are at the U.S. Supreme Court. One of them is our case. We actually represent several crisis pregnancy centers in California that are being forced by this notice to either post this notice or, as Holly mentioned earlier, be fined $500 for the first violation and $1,000 for each additional violation. In other words, each day, each vehicle, each communication channel that they do not post this will be a $1,000 continuing fine.
These are faith-based centers, right? They're not receiving government funds.
No, they're not receiving government funds.
No. It's unbelievable,
crazy.
But it is, once again, it's in keeping with the pro-abort left. You think about Obamacare forcing people to be complicit in abortion homicide, whether it's through your taxpayer dollars, paying premiums in businesses being forced that are opposed to abortion, being forced to support abortion. It's tyrannical. It's disgusting.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. Remember the case not only in your prayers tomorrow, but also later in this week. At the end of the week, the justices will get together, as they routinely do after oral argument, and they will vote. And whichever way that vote comes down, there will be a majority and there will be a dissent, a minority. And then one of the justices in that majority vote will ultimately be assigned to write the draft opinion. That will continue on, go back and forth, be circulated. It can change between that time they vote and the time they release the opinion. So don't stop praying until this case is ultimately released, because the wrong decision will have huge catastrophic implications for crisis pregnancy centers in California and around the country. For more information, you can actually read our brief. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.